Another thing not to fight about. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Things got a little prickly last week as White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was explaining the president's call for churches to reopen.
The president's been very clear. He wants to see churches reopen in accordance with the guidelines.
What specific provision of federal law allows the president to override a governor's
decision? The president will strongly encourage every governor to allow their churches to reopen. And boy, it's interesting to be in a room that desperately wants to seem to see these churches stay closed.
So then to be clear, she was saying that the president was putting the pressure on governors to allow churches to reopen, not encouraging churches to defy the states on their own. And yet, some churches are defying the states in the name of the First Amendment. My question is, why argue over this? The same First Amendment that guarantees you the right to worship also guarantees your right not to worship. By now, everybody knows the risks of spending an hour indoors with a lot of people you don't know. So if you don't think church is safe, don't go, and don't hang around people who do. And if you're someone who believes God provides immunity, well, I can't say I've seen much evidence for that so far, but I hope you're right. I would very much prefer to be done with all the masking and the hand-washing and the contact tracing and know that my prayers were enough.